Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, councillors. I declare the June meeting of Nampshire Council open. And I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land we are meeting on today, the Wurundjeri Bilbin people. Paying respect to the elders past, present and emerging. Also to note that all meetings now are audio recorded under the Act. And if you're really keen, in 10 days' time, you can go back and listen to the full live recording of the meeting. Attendance apologies, we're all here. Previous questions taken on those. There is one from Reed Stoddart. Members for leave of absence, applications for leave of absence, there are none. There are no members on leave. Moving on to confirmation of minutes. 5.1, please. Move and second. Councillor Brown. Councillor Fraser. Councillor Brown.
Yes, just a couple of comments on that meeting. You'll note in item 11.1 in the minutes, we're relating to fire breaks and fire break variations and the request for the Shire Support Brigades by enforcing fire breaks in line with the Bushfire Act. I'm sure all councillors have read the minutes, but could I please ask that councillors revisit those minutes and read that section quite thoroughly. Mm-hmm. Our volunteer Bushfire Brigades and FCOs are asking for our ongoing support to help them do their job and to help them prevent fire issues. So I think it's very important that we support our volunteer Bushfire Brigades and our FCOs. There was another motion in there, which was that the Shire of Nanup define the roles of FCOs within the brigades in the local laws. So I think that's important for us to follow up on as well. And the third item I'd like to raise was the motion that the Shire add the World Firefighter Day to the calendar to ensure brigades can be notified so that they may attend in 2026.
That's Fraser.
I'm good to add.
Anyone want to speak for or against the motion? If not, all in favour? Yes, carried. 5.2, LEMC committee meeting minutes. Be received, please. Yep, Councillor Curtis, Councillor Fraser. Councillor Curtis.
I'd like to hand out the minutes from the local emergency management committee meeting held on 7th May 2025 be received. As of attachment 5.2.
Councillor Fraser?
Nothing further.
I've read them. I think I'll proceed. Anyone else? If not, all in favour? Yes, carried. 5.3, Shire of Nanup Ordinary Council meeting, 22nd of May. There is a recommendation there which we need to slightly alter. You have a copy of the alteration in front of you. The alteration refers to a part of the body of the agenda itself. I think it's on page 23 or something, where it refers to the North Nanup Fire Brigade premises rather than the East Nanup Brook. So with that correction into the body of the minutes, and therefore the body of the previous agenda, with that correction, can I someone move that then they are a true and correct record of the meeting? Yep, Councillor Gibb, Councillor Brown. Councillor Gibb.
Nothing to add.
Councillor Brown. So with that correction that Nanup Brook Fire Brigade rather than North Nanup in the body of the report. All those in favour? Against, carried. 5.4, Warren Blackett Alliance of Councils meeting. Councillor Hanson has moved. Councillor Sly, Councillor Hanson?
Nothing
to add. Councillor Sly?
Nothing to add.
Anyone else? If not, all in favour? Against, carried. Warren Blackett Alliance of Council meeting the 3rd of June. should take these to go.
Yeah.
Councillor Hanson.
Attended.
Councillor Sly. Councillor Hanson.
Yes.
Councillor Sly.
Yeah.
No. All in favour? Against, carried. Announcement, presiding member, there are none. Disclosure of interest on the agenda today. I have the following disclosures of interest. Councillor Brown, item 11.7, DA Camping Caravan Park. She has a financial interest in that and will leave the room. Councillor Brown, on 11.10, Stock Grid Policy. She has a financial interest in that and will leave the room. Councillor Curtis, 11.7, Camping Ground Store Cafe and Signage. I define financial interest in that, so she'll leave the room. And CEO Mr. Taylor has a financial interest in 11.7, Caravan Park Evolution Block. 11.7 has a direct financial interest in that, indirect financial interest in that, and will leave the room. We'll deal with those when they come up again. Questions of members, due notice have been given. There are none. Presentation, deputations, petitions. We're missing a
question time.
Question time, aren't we?
There it is there, sorry. It was back here.
Back there. Okay, question time is the time of the meeting when members of the public can get up and ask a question of myself or the CEO concerning council business. Stating the name and address as you do so. Okay, there are none. Reports of members attending committee. Just a quick report from each member from the previous meeting. Okay. Councillor Hanson.
30th of May, the Warren Blackwood Alliance Climate Action Committee at Bridgetown. 3rd of June, the Warren Blackwoods Alliance of Council meeting at Donnybrook. The 5th of June, I chaired the Strategic Forum. 9th of June, Sustainability Committee. The 11th of June, Lotteries West Grant Application Workshop. The 12th of June, Budget Workshop. The 17th of June, I chaired the LDAG meeting.
Councillor Curse, you don't trust my memory, do you?
No, not at all. 5th of June, Strategic Concept Forum, the 11th of June, the Lottery West Workshop, the 12th of June, the Budget Workshop, and today the 26th of June, the Concept Forum.
Surprising.
Yeah, I did the 3rd the 5th of June, the Strategic Meeting, and then the first Budget Workshop on the 3rd the 12th of June, which was over 5 hours, and no catering.
Councillor Brown.
5th of June, Strategic Forum, and the 12th of June, the Budget Meeting.
Councillor Sly.
30th of May, the WBAC Climate Alliance Reference Group Meeting. 12th of June, the Budget Workshop. Today, 26th of June, the Concept Forum and the Ordinary Council Meeting.
Councillor Gibb.
The forum meeting on the 5th of June. I attended the Budget Workshop on the 12th of June. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. In addition to some of those that I attended, on Monday I chaired the South West Local Government Association meeting in Donnybrook, attended by the 12 councils of the South West Local Government Association area, and also as the Welga representative on the West Australian Biosecurity Council, I attended that board meeting in Perth 2 weeks ago. Members, we move on now to report of officers. Can I make a suggestion, because I think we've got a captive audience who want to deal with 11.10 on the agenda first, and who may want to leave the room and go home and do some other stuff. We'll jump to 11.10, which is the... page 40, 46, Stock Grid Policy, which I have now. Noting that Councillor Brown has declared a financial interest in this and has left the room. Can I move the following amendment to the officer recommendation, which is not an amendment, I shall move the following motion, that council release the draft cattle policy, cattle group policy for public comment.
I'll second that.
Second that. In moving that, it takes out the word endorse, which has certain implications in language terms, and it quite straightforward, just releases that draft for public comment. And I think after those public comments come back, and we've had some very good public comments so far from members in the room, we can then make a decision based on that feedback. So that's my sole reasoning. Councillor Gibb.
Thanks, Mr. President. Look, I read with intense interest the reports that different members of the community gave us, and I think that's the best action, that it's premature to try and pass legislation through the local government at this stage. It's not fit for purpose what we were proposing in my world, but I welcome the opportunity. Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak for or against? Councillor Hanson.
I also had issues. The stated objective of policy is to establish clear guidelines to ensure uniform standards are applied to the construction, installation, maintenance, replacement and removal of stock grids on public roads under the authority of the Shire of Nanup. This seems on the face of it to be a reasonable proposition. Not apparent from the construction standards proposed is the financial burden these will place on the affected landowners. I was concerned that the cattle grid policy had not been advertised for comment and that those farmers affected had not had a chance to put their view. And I, along with other councillors, have received 3 written statements from affected landowners. They all put valid and reasonable arguments regarding the cattle grids, and we need to hear from all landowners and listen to their constructive input. I believe that the cattle grid policy requires comment from the public affected, and I believe will require further work to ensure that the policy achieves its stated outcomes and is practical and affordable to implement. I support Councillor Dean's amendment that it be released as a draft for consultation from the public, and I would hope that after considering the submissions from the landowners, the draft policy would be reviewed and maybe rewritten. Thank you.
Councillor Curtis.
Sorry. I'd just like to thank the members of the community who did write in and the ones who also phoned to talk about this officer recommendation. It does highlight some very important facts for decision making, so I'd really like to thank those people, and I do support Tony Dean's amendment.
Councillor Stein.
I just want to reinforce what Councillor Curtis said. It was very, very interesting to speak to people about this policy, and I think, yes, we need to review it in depth for affordability and practicality.
Okay. Anyone else? No, I don't have a right to reply because there's no objections to the proposed amendment. I'll put it to the vote, just to refresh memory, that Council release the draft policy for public comment. All those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. Thank you, people. If you want to go home now, we won't be offended.
Thank you very much.
But there are another 9 items before we've got to that. Council member code of conduct issue. There is a recommendation on page 9.
Not an issue.
No. Code of conduct. There's an officer recommendation on page 9. Can I move in a second, please, for you? Yes, Councillor Hanson. Councillor Brown. Councillor Hanson.
On the 20th of April 2012, Council adopted Council members, committee members and candidates code of conduct, appointed the CEO as the Shire's complaint officer and adopted a breach complaints form. Under welcome guidance notes, it is recommended that once Council has adopted all of this, it should also adopt a procedure detailing how it will manage code of conduct, behaviour complaints, and that this is to be adopted as a Council policy. Such a policy ensures the process is publicly transparent and accountable and be able to be reviewed. I therefore move the adoption of one Code of Conduct Complaint Handling Policy as per the attachment 11.1.1, breach form as per the attachment 11.1.2, and delegate to the Chief Executive Officer the power to appoint one or more persons to receive complaints and withdrawal of complaints in relation to the Code of Conduct covering Council members, committee members and candidates.
Councillor Brown.
I have nothing further to add.
Anyone else wish to speak for or against said motion? If not, I shall put it. All in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. 11.2, the Council Trial Account Status. Councillor Hanson has moved.
I wish to move an alternate motion. I wish to move that the Council receive the attachment 11.2.1 WA Trantown application submitted on the 20th of May 2025, delete the remainder of the recommendation pertaining to the KPI as this forms part of the annual CEO review and will be considered by the assessment panel at that time.
Seconded for that? I shall second. Councillor Hanson.
The reason for this is because we submitted, then it may come back for another clarification or for additional information, but if we have already ticked it off as being achieved as a KPI, there is then, it may stop and not be continued. So I also wish to commend the CEO and staff on this well-presented 59-page trial town accreditation application document.
Yes, along the same lines, the second part, the deleted part, I think is contrary to the workings of how we work our operations here in terms of performance indicators and assessment of the CEO. And I think we'll keep those separate, so because at the end of the year we'll come back and assess that with our CEO Performance Appraisal Committee. I think it's just a minor adjustment, but I think it keeps the two separated. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably have to do the same for the next one as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyone else want to speak for or against? Councillor Brown.
I just wanted to note in the document on page 54, it lists the Backwood Cafe as the Nanook Visitor Centre. I don't know whether that needs to be in there or not, whether it wasn't there.
We can update that. They are a visitor point.
Visitor point. Anyone else want to speak for or against? If not, are you happy to vote on this, Councillor Hanson?
Yes.
All those in favour? Against? Carried. CEO 11.3. There is a similar motion there. Councillor Hanson moved. I'll second.
And I wish to move it says as is, but delete number 5, delete the section on the KPI being met as this forms part of the annual CEO review and will be considered by assessment panel at that time.
Yeah, so the substantive motion that Councillor Hanson has moved is 1.2, 3 and 4. Can you speak to it, Councillor Hanson?
NANOP has been experiencing ongoing and growing issues with communication infrastructure, not being able to service increased population tourism and increased demand by more devices and greater demand for data streaming. The local community is adversely affected every time there is a festival or sporting event with an increase in visitor numbers that affects our communications reliability. I'm pleased that the Shire has submitted a grant application under the Disaster Resilience Grant Programme, funded design solution to ensure connectivity for all users during peak periods. The proposed solutions include providing fixed emergency communications, the Nanuk Recreation Centre, providing fixed emergency communication along Brockman Street, the major events precinct, and a large multi-technology trailer to provide a mobile primary communications command centre during an emergency. I move that Council receive this report on a permanent CBD Wi-Fi solution in Nanuk. 2, receive the disaster resilience funding application. 3, note that should the funding application be successful, a public tender process is required to be undertaken. And 4, note that should the funding application be successful, the Shire will need to contribute an amount of $95,420 to the project. Thank you.
Ditto to what Councillor Hanson has just said, but can I offer some a bit more insight into attachment 11.33, table 2.1. It lists some series of fires there. It doesn't list the 2011 fire we had down the Scott River, simply because it's subsumed under the Margaret River fire at the same time. Now, Margaret River fire was less than 4,000 hectares. The one down in the Scott River on the same day, same date, and it was a month after I got elected to Shire Prison, so it's burned into my brain, was 30,000 hectares. And it was massive in terms of economic loss. For example, one of the dairy farms down there cost them because it was November coming into the dry season, it cost one of the dairy farmers down there $1 million to reseed their pasture, simply because their pasture is a foreign adaptation to the area and wouldn't survive without the water. On the same property, the power bill to drag the Yarragadee water to the surface was $35,000 a month. So that's the scale of irrigation that has been carried on down there, and that got wiped out. And it doesn't feature in Table 2.1. So that scope of disaster did happen. Robert Jennings was the CEO at the time. I remember that vividly in the office here with Robert as the fire was progressing. I mean, all the focus was on Margaret River at the time because they lost 4,000 hectares, and we lost 30,000. I remember Robert at the time on the maps, and he employed a stenographer at the time who followed him everywhere and wrote down, using shorthand, everything that he said and did. Because he'd been through the Ash Wednesday fires in Myrtleford in Victoria in the last few years before that, and he knew what was going on. So he had a detailed account of his conversations with all the FCOs and with CURIP at the time, and with Margaret River and all the stuff that was going on. It was a fascinating exercise in retrospect, making sure your arse is covered and making sure accountability was happening. Every direction that he gave or conversation that he had at that time was written down and printed up. I don't know where it is, probably in the archive somewhere, but it's 14 years ago now. So that should, I don't know whether the research, whether that's available, but it's certainly something that did happen. And the consequences of that fire were quite enormous. The two Estonians that were almost killed in the fire when they ran into the back of their own truck because the smoke was so horrendous that they couldn't see. I think one of them still permanently incapacitated. And the damage it did to the farmland and to the power lines, basically, down there. So that's my little ditty for the day. Anyone else want to speak for or against the motion? If not, Councillor Hanson, you're right. All those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. Cycling Adventures. A letter to and from Cycling Adventures. Page 21. Move and second for that, please. Councillor Curtis. Give me a couple of years, Councillor. Councillor Sly. Councillor Curtis.
The Shire of Nanup is proud to support the hosting of the 2026 UCI Gravel World Championships in Nanup, an internationally significant event expected to attract 20,000 visitors and be broadcast to over 130 countries. This presents an exceptional opportunity to showcase Nanup on the global stage and deliver substantial economic tourism and community benefits. Cycling Adventures, the event delivery partner, has secured funding from Tourism Western Australia through the Regional Events Program. As part of the funding conditions, Cycling Adventures has formally requested a letter of no objection from the Shire of Nanup to use Foreshore Park and Brockman Street for the Race Village and the Recreation Centre precinct for the campground. Given the strategic importance of this event to the Shire and the broader southwest region, I would like to move that the Council endorse the CEO to sign the attached letter to Cycling Adventures Pty Ltd as in attachment 11.4.2.
Councillor Sloan.
Nothing to add.
Anyone else want to speak for or against? If not, I shall put it. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. Bushfire Risk Management Plan. Motion, Officer Recommendation, page 24. Councillor Brown is so moved. Second place, Councillor Curtis. Councillor Brown.
Bushfire Risk Management BRM Plan for 2025-27, as per attachment 11.5.1, provides contextual information to inform a structured approach to identifying, assessing, prioritising, monitoring and treating bushfire risk. BRM plans are developed for local governments with a significant bushfire risk and are required to be reviewed every 2 years. On the 10th of June, the Office of Bushfire Risk Management confirmed the BRM has received its endorsement after having met the standard required by the guidelines for preparing a bushfire risk management plan. An endorsement of the BRM plan is a prerequisite for the Shire to be eligible to access mitigation activity funding, MAF funding. I recommend that Council endorse the Shire of Nanup's bushfire risk management plan 2025-27 as per attachment 11.5.1.
Councillor Curtis?
Nothing more to add.
An interesting CEO and I, which I forgot to tell you about in the previous report of attending committees and so forth. CEO and I attended the inaugural Welga Emergency Management Seminar in Perth last week. Quite fascinating. There were more staff in the room, I think, than councillors. Fair to say?
Definitely, yep.
Fair to say, there were more staff in the room. The president of Welga told me that they turned away just as many people as they accepted. They realised that they didn't realise it was going to be such a big event. But one of the people we were talking to there was the person who evaluates all the bushfire plans. She said, "Stop making up, trying to reinvent the wheel. Just stick to what is tried and true. And borrow someone else's. We're not looking for fancy bushfire plans."
Standardisation.
It'll get passed, she said. Anyway, Councillor Brown, Councillor Curtis, any? Prepare to vote. All those in favour? Against? Carry. Delegated planning decisions. 11.6. Recommendation. Councillor Hanson has moved. Councillor Brown has seconded. Councillor Hanson.
This is a regulatory requirement. There are 8 applications totaling $897,846 for the month of May 2025. Move that they be accepted.
Councillor Brown. As this, anyone else?
Sorry. Mine just jumped in. I didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
It's all happening intentionally.
Grandchildren set alarms. Trust them. Okay, so anyone else want to speak for or against? All those in favour? Councillor Fraser, yes.
No, you've voted now, too late.
No, I haven't declared it yet.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do see we eight have come up this month. One we did by the Shire, us councillors, and seven by the CEO. It was nice variety this month, I see, but still, what is another holiday home? That's all.
Anyone else want to speak for or against? If not, all those in favour? Against? I declare it carried. Yeah, okay, 11.7. Noting that at the required time, which was the time 5.01, that Councillor Brown and the CEO left the room because they have declared a financial interest in this. You have a recommendation on page 36. Got a movement and a second. Councillor Hanson has moved. Councillor Sly, second up. Councillor Hanson.
This is a development application for a camping ground caravan park for 20 sites, ablution block, camp kitchen, cafe, rural produce store and new signage. The application site at 354 Barra Park Road is located 2.7 kilometres from Nanup town site at North Nanup. The site is bordered by the State Forest to the west and north, vacant Crown land to the northeast, rural zone private property to the east and Barragot Road to the south. The site is 16.21 hectares. The property contains a dwelling, a number of chalets, a function centre, outbuildings and a large dam. The property has operated as a short-term holiday accommodation and function centre for over 25 years that I have lived here. It has an approved function centre licence for 150 persons and provides a valuable service to our local community for functions and social gatherings. As a resident of North Nanup, I have never in my 25 years ever heard a complaint about the site or its visitors. The current owners are very supportive of the community and successfully operate a number of businesses in Nanup. The application is overall consistent with the planning framework. It supports diversifying and growing the local economy, supporting job creation and supports tourism. The camping ground caravan park is well separated from off-site agricultural operations. No limited clearing of native vegetation is proposed. The development has been effectively managed to control off-site impacts. It is a modest-sized camping caravan park which will offer additional short-term affordable hosted accommodation options. The proposed cafe and rural produce store will offer additional tourist attractions. There are 21 conditions and 12 advice notices attached to this recommendation, which adequately address any concerns raised. I am supportive of this development application and believe it will benefit both visitors and the local Nanup community.
Councillor Sly.
Nothing to add.
Anyone else? Councillor Gibb.
Thank you, Mr. President. I support the development application for a camping ground, caravan park, ablution block, camp kitchen, cafe and rural produce store. This is a bold development in this area and is in itself well suited to Nanup's nature-based activities. The officer's recommendations are considerable, considering conditions 1 to 21 inclusive, with further performance advice in items A to L inclusive. This development deserves Council's full support. Thank you.
And also I'll speak for or against, Councillor Fraser.
I support this development. I did see that they have a private property onto the east, so I'm just wondering, hoping that the property owners are actually going to tell their guests, please do not trespass on private property, because that will be cause a lot of angst in the area. But I'm very concerned if it was a misprint that they've been open up at 7 a.m. to midnight for their cafe, which will make it 17 hours. If these people are going to open their cafe for 17 hours a day and put in those long hours, I wish them all the best for their adventure.
Anyone else speak? Yes, I must add my support to it. It's fascinating that in the last 12 months or so, we've gone from one caravan park to potentially three caravan parks if we put the job area one in. I think it's a sign of maturity of the tourism product here in Nanup, and I wish them well. Okay, right reply.
Just in response to Councillor Fraser's, there was in there a letter from the applicants answering those questions about the neighbour, and if I remember correctly, there was going to be a fence put in, a secondary fence alongside of the neighbours to stop any movement. And the other one was the opening hours from 7 till when was to cover the breadth of activities that may happen. It said that they were going to do breakfast, so therefore you must have an early morning 7 o'clock thing. And then on other nights and other times you may have functions which may go to 12. So from that I gathered that they would not be operating from 7 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. Oh, that is too much for anybody. But those hours covered the full gamut of what may happen with their activities. Thank you.
Peter, vote is printed. All those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. And we invite. Okay. 11.8, payment of accounts, page 42. Move and second, please. Councillor Sly. Councillor Brown. Councillor Sly.
Payments of $939,901.93 is detailed in the payment of accounts listing for the period 1st of May, 31st of May 2025 as attachment to 11.8.1. And the motion is to approve under delegated authority. That's for attachment 11.8.1. That's the motion.
Councillor Brown?
Nothing further.
Councillor Fraser, no questions.
Can I did have another question, Mr. President. I know our works man details about traffic management, but just wondering which one cost us $48,383.50. Which road were we actually doing for that price?
Should be the CEO.
What
town? Then should be the manager.
1A50.
MathWorks. It's bushfire mitigation work that was done up on the Bailing Up Nanup Road.
Oh, that wasn't too long, too, was it? So,
well,
it costs
us
a fortune.
It's expensive.
Any other queries? If not, I shall put it. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Financial activity statements. Councillor Sly has so moved. Councillor Curtis has seconded. Councillor Sly.
So the motion is that Council, in accordance with Regulation 34 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, receives the financial activity statements for the period ending 31st of May 2025 as per attachment 11.9.1. In attachment 11.9.1, I must commend the Executive Manager of Corporate Services for the explanation of variances. Very well put, and I thoroughly understood everything within that. So thank you.
Councillor Curtis?
Nothing more to add.
I have a lazy question for the MCS, simply because my eyes weren't focusing on that last night. Total reserves, it's a lovely bar chart, but I can't convert it to totals. Do you have a total, I don't want to know individuals, but total amount of reserve? So your bar chart's just as
yeah, it's about as good as the one you're looking at, I think.
Anyway, get back to me on a personal basis.
Indeed.
Thank you. Any other people who speak, councillors will speak for or against? If not, I should put, yes, MCS.
Mr. President, the reserve balance as at the date of the report was 3.58
million. 3.58
million,
thank you. Okay, be prepared to vote. As print, all those in favour? I think it's carried unanimously. Stock grid policy, we've done. Motion previous given, there are none. We don't have to close the meeting for confidential business, there is none. And so at 5:11, I shall close the meeting.